Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Over now to Studio 8 of our RT Radio Centre, where Davy Fury is standing by with his guitar and harmonica, and with him on piano and vocals is Darren Holden. And in a while, I'll chat to Davy, but first, this is Who I Am.
One, two, three, four. Where dreams roll and futures break, I could never give the heart you take. No substitute for the real thing. I can't receive what it is you bring. On a darkened street where shadows fall, stumble on my feet as I watch you crawl. Wanna lay you down where angels lie. Who am I? Who am I?
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Who Am I from Haunted Streets, which is the latest album from singer-songwriter Davey Fury, and was performed for us there by Davey with Darren Holden. I'm delighted to say that Davey Fury is back with me. Hi there, Davey.
Hi, Miriam. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much. Listen, earlier we heard that beautiful live performance of Who Am I from your recent album, Haunted Streets. Tell me about that song. It does feel very personal.
Yeah, I guess there's a bit of personality in every song that we write, but that is fairly close to the bone, all right. It's kind of the cornerstone of the album, I think, you know. The title, Haunted Streets, came from that song. So it's kind of asking the big questions, you know. Who am I? Why do we do these things that we do? There's a lot in it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Now, Haunted Streets, second album, is filled with guest artists, including many people I've been lucky enough to chat to in our show in recent times. Yeah. Steve Wickham, Darren Holden of the High Kings, who's accompanying you today. Susan O'Neill, Claire Sands. Did you take advantage of their availability in lockdown? Or have you been working on these collaborations for a while?
No, this was actually recorded well before lockdown. So it was ready for release last March. And what? The lockdown came. So we decided then to hold off because, you know, at the time we didn't really know how long this was going to go on for. But anyway, we made a decision in October to release it in February 2021, regardless of the situation. So I guess it was a slight bit of a risk because, you know, touring is the lifeblood of any musician, especially when you're releasing an album. But thank God the reviews have been great, and people like yourself are inviting me onto their shows to sing and listen to the songs, and it's keeping my head sane.
Yeah, no, and the songs are beautiful. And you know, you mentioned there, nobody knows what's going to happen. I think of you very much as a live artist. You know, have you been able to get something out of the past year despite the absence of gigs and audiences?
Yeah, and I've been talking to a lot of musician friends, you know, like Sir Luca Bloom and that, and we're making the best of the situation as we can, without being glib about it in any way, Miriam, if that makes sense.
Of course.
So there's a lot of recordings going on at home. There's a lot of people learning new instruments. Thankfully, there's songs arriving as well. So, like, what do you got to do? You just got to make the best of the situation. And I'm very lucky that I've a nice home life. You know, I've a great home life, so I'm very lucky that way, and I can pass the time playing guitars, and plus I set up that podcast as well before Christmas, which is really interesting.
And we'll mention that now, but you have a new little baby girl, haven't you, in your lovely home life?
I do, actually, yeah. She's 6 months today, so.
Woo-hoo. What's your name?
Mother's Day to her mammy, Saive.
Beautiful name.
Saive, yeah, she's a great, great girl.
Is she sleeping?
She's a great crack, actually.
Is she sleeping?
She is.
Great.
She is. Well, I'm sleeping. So I presume she's sleeping too.
Oh, that's very funny. Oh, what a gift. And listen, yeah, your podcast, The Green Wave with Davey Fury, it's great. You're getting into my area. Great interviews.
Oh, I know. I never presented before in my life, you know. Well, I guess I'd be presenting songs at gigs and stuff, you know, but... don't worry, your job is safe, Miriam, for a long time. I won't be knocking on RTE's door or anything. But that's great crack. It's really interesting to hear the different styles of writing and the way people approach their songs, and authors and poets and musicians. You know, I'm learning a lot from it, actually.
And we're going to hear another song to close out our show today from your new album, Davey. Again, you're going to be accompanied by the brilliant Darren Holden on piano and vocals. Tell me a little about this one. It's Farewell Returning Blues.
Oh, yeah. Big thanks to Darren. He's an amazing, amazing musician. And he does an awful lot of gigs with the High Kings, and a great songwriter in his own right as well. So Farewell Returning Blues, I guess, is the elder statesman of the album. It's been knocking around for a couple of years, and Darren's piano on it really, I think, makes the song. I kind of heard it as a piano ballad.
Yeah.
And I just try and not get in the way of Darren.
No, it's beautiful. It's going to be a treat. And it's called your new album, Haunted Streets. And for my listeners, you can get more information on daveyfury.com. Before I play your beautiful song, Davey, thanks so much for being my guest today. Thanks to Darren as well. Today was produced by Tom Donnelly. Sheila Neve Wheel and Tommy O'Sullivan were in sound. Anne-Marie Donlan was our broadcast coordinator. And I'll leave you on this Mother's Day with Davey Fury and Darren Holden from Studio 8 of the RT Radio Centre with Farewell Returning Blues.
You're my childish retreat. My foolish return. You're everything I want to keep. Falling into you once more. From a height that was out of reach. I'm sailing just to be at your shore. You were a wound just about to heal. When I looked behind for a glance, instead of asking, I had to steal. Into your circumstance. Before I knew where.